Unit 10. What can we do to reduce food waste?
What does the phrase food waste mean to you? Do you think of leftovers after a yummy Thanksgiving meal or food scraps after cooking? I know that when I first heard the phrase, I thought of the carton of strawberries at the back of my fridge that I had to throw out because they were old and nobody had eaten them. And food waste is all of these things, but also so much more. Approximately 2.9 trillion pounds of food is wasted every single year. And when I first heard this number, I was like, sure, it's a big number. But in the grand scheme of things, how big of a number is it? Well, it turns out it's about a third of the food produced for human consumption. So a third of the food we make, we throw out, and that's about the weight of 4,000 Empire State Buildings or 7 million blue whales. There are a number of environmental issues that go along with food waste. One of the most surprising issues is related to our own atmosphere. Food waste accounts for the largest portion of U.S. methane emissions. And to put the destructive power of methane into context, methane is 23 times more damaging to the atmosphere than CO2. So if we reduce food waste, we reduce methane emissions. I wondered, how exactly is food wasted? The three most common ways food is wasted are overly stocked displays, the expectation of cosmetic perfection, and misunderstandings about sell-by dates. Overly stocked displays are a problem because stores believe that customers are more likely to buy food if it's from a fully stocked display. They want to create this illusion of infinite abundance of perfect food. So, every time they get a new shipment, they throw away the oldest and ugliest food and replace it with the pretty new food, which brings me to the second most common way food is wasted, the expectation of cosmetic perfection, which affects something called B-stock. B-stock is food that's not the right size, shape, or color. And even though B-stock is perfectly fine for consumption, most commonly, it's just thrown away or not even harvested in the first place. The need for cosmetic perfection is so ingrained in American society that even our automatic harvest machines filter out bee stock. Finally, the third most common way food is wasted is due to misunderstandings of sell-by dates. The general public just doesn't understand that these dates serve to mark the date of peak freshness, not the day that these foods spoil. And this causes issues because grocery stores fear that customers will think that they're selling old products, and so they pull items out of stock several days before the sell-by dates. I want to talk about some solutions now. While it's easy to feel like this problem is impossible to solve, other countries are taking steps to help reduce food waste. For example, France banned grocery stores from throwing away food and now require them to donate it, which shows that it is possible on a corporate and national level to affect change. Also, there are a couple of steps that we can take as individuals to help reduce food waste in our own lives. For example, we can switch to smaller plates to help with portion control, we can freeze our food, eat leftovers, make a list before going to the grocery store so you don't end up buying something you're just going to throw away. Organize your fridge so you don't forget about the food you have. And another thing, and I cannot stress this enough, do not go grocery shopping hungry. Because I know when I do this, I literally want to buy everything I see. A big part of reducing food waste is being aware and making small changes that add up to a big change. In wealthy countries like our own, around 40% of wasted food is wasted by consumers like us. So it is our responsibility as conscious consumers to take action and make a difference. Thank you.